according to a texter right now, 312 says, there are only two things money can't buy. That's true love and homegrown tomatoes. It's a Guy Clark song. And joining us now is the Chicago Tomato Man, Bob Zini. Bob, how are you?
I'm great. Wendy, how are you?
Well, I haven't talked to you since last season, and your online store has a lot of choices. I've made a few picks. Why don't you tell us about your online store, and then we'll chat tomatoes.
Okay. We carry, was 187 varieties, but four of them are already sold out. We have a bunch of new varieties. We are selling tomato plants, just to make clear. You pre-order now, and then you pick up your order at one of the 30 pop-ups we have on the weekends in May.
And they're all over the place, in Beverly, in Bridgeport, Clybourne, Fulton Market, Hyde Park, LaGrange, Lamont, Lincoln Park. You're like on tour. This is your tour. Okay. Here are my tomato questions for you. Now, last year was the first time I ever grew a plant from the Chicago Tomato Man. This is the first year my plants did wonderfully. They really did. I had tomatoes. It was the best year I've had, Bob.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We start them. In fact, we're starting some of them now for the earlier deliveries. But we don't use any artificial chemicals. It's just good seeds, good soil, good sun, and lots of water.
Yeah, I've learned that the years that my tomatoes have failed was I neglected to keep up with the watering. Although I don't feel we had a real hot summer last year, so it wasn't too hard to keep up. I mean, they still need to be watered, yes.
Yeah, you need regular watering. You know, if it's a rainstorm, you ease off a little bit. If it's, you know, drought conditions, you've got to get out there at least once a day or every 2 days.
I have a few in my cart right now, and I wanted to talk to you about tomatoes because I was apprehensive about doing heirloom tomatoes because some are weird looking. They are shaped weird. They're different colors. I've only grown up, my grandfather had a big tomato garden. He had yellow tomatoes and red tomatoes, and that was it. Well, now there are purple tomatoes. There are ones that look like they're tie-dyed in the middle. What is just a basic, average, tart tomato? What would you recommend? Either a Creole, a Paragon, or an Abe Lincoln?
I would go Creole, especially if it's going to be warm. They really love the heat. You could also try a Karma Miracle or even a wine jug, and all of those, they're red. Those are all very tasty.
Okay, now who names these? Because they're obviously into Metallica.
Yeah. Well, you know, I buy the seeds from a network of people who breed tomatoes, and we're not talking genetic tinkering. We're talking the same way nature does it. You know, but only moving the pollen from one flower to another flower and going through several generations of the tomatoes until these breeders get the characteristics they want. So, you know, they name them since they've created them.
Yeah, I can't find it right now. There's one. I'll look for it while we're talking. Oh, Black Hole Sun. That's one of them. And there's another.
Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah, there's a Sergeant Pepper, Boxcar Willie. That's a good crimson fruit, crops of smooth 3-inch crimson fruit with distinctive, well-balanced, rich, sweet flavor. Good for sauce, salad, or juice. When you mention some of these descriptions at ChicagoTomatoMan.com, when it says meaty, is that good? Is that like a thick beefsteak type tomato that you would put on a burger or a sandwich?
Exactly. Yeah. Meaty means, I mean, when you cut open a tomato, there's cells, which are kind of the airy gaps in the middle, the holes. And A meaty tomato will have smaller ones, so they're probably less good for sandwiches and hamburgers. You want meaty ones for slicing.
All right. And what are the best tomatoes to just pick off the vine and eat like an apple? Because that I could do that every summer.
Well, you want to use the smaller ones, the cherries. And golden hour is incredibly popular. Black cherry, black strawberry, atomic grape. We sell hundreds of atomic grape plants. Queen of the night. These are all small and... You know, eat them like popcorn.
Yeah, I like that. There, for you Illini fans, there's a tomato called the Illini Star. It yields an abundant crop of 6 to 8 ounce fruit with sweet flavor and strong disease. What is the? Is that what
you... Did I spell it wrong? Strong disease resistance. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you forgot a word there.
I better go in there and look. Strong disease. What did I do wrong?
Yeah, that's all right. Whatever. Look, I'm your proofreader. That's what we do. All right, let's get to the real questions here. I have Janet on the line who wants to talk to you. Janet, this is the Chicago Tomato Man, Bob Zini. You have a question for him?
Hi, Bob. Yeah, you know, with all these wonderful variations you've come up with, is there one that is chipmunk resistant? Please?
No. you know, if there was, I would grow them like crazy in my yard. I mean, chipmunks, squirrels, rabbits. What I do is throw netting. You know, as the fruit starts to mature, I use netting. I've tried the sprays and the mothballs and, you know, all these other kinds of things, and they never work. I never found them to work. So I just use a lot of netting.
There's your answer.
Well,
sorry.
I'll try that. Love you, Wendy. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Let's see. I can't hang up the phone. Sorry, Pete. Thank you. All right, Bob, the real deal here, the real question, when do we get the tomatoes in the ground? Should we plant them sideways? What do you recommend?
It's the ones we sell are around 6 to 8 inches tall, which, according to the experts that I talked to, that's just about the way you want them to be. The trick is to make sure all those kind of white nubbies at the bottom of the stem, those are the beginning of roots, and you want to put those deep into the ground. More roots, more fruits. as far as the laying down, I'm not a big fan of it because when you do that, you have to like turn the top. And whenever I do that, I break it. So yeah, a lot of people do it, but I just don't have the dexterity to pull it off.
And if you're not experienced, you probably wouldn't want to do that. But plant them deep. That's what you're saying. It's 6-inch plant. How much do you put underground?
6-inch plants, at least 3 inches, okay. Maybe 4.
All right. When do we do this? I usually wait till Memorial Day weekend.
Anytime between Mother's Day and Memorial Day is usually safe. The last frost date is traditionally early April. I have to look it up. Can't remember off the top of my head. You just want to make sure that the soil is warm, and if you put it in too early, you protect them somehow. But Mother's Day to Memorial Day is the target date where I think you're always safe.
And I think this would be a great Mother's Day present for your moms out there. And there are also tomato varieties that you can grow in a container, right? So it's not just in the ground.
Correct. Yeah. A lot of people who are living in condos who only have balconies grow what we call the dwarfs, which are about 3 to 5 feet tall, or the tabletops, which get about 18 inches and produce an abundant crop of almost always cherry size fruit.
All right. Well, we are going to have you on the air again when we actually get our plants in the ground and have tomato questions. Until then, this is big news. The online store is now open to the public, ChicagoTomatoMan.com. You can subscribe there, and then you get some early shopping. And you can go with the Metallica or the Julia Child. I love these names. And fix the typo on the Illini Star, will you, Bob?
Yes, ma'am, I will. Thank you for pointing it out.
All right. Well, we'll talk again soon. Happy growing, and we'll talk to you when the tomatoes get in the ground. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thanks, Wendy. Thank you.